On today's MVB Baseball podcast, we talk about all the latest action in the MLB, including the Gerrit Cole, Josh Donaldson saga, and much more shit. We're also joined by Dylan Spams, noted White Sox fan, to talk some White Sox. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. This is MVB Baseball. I am your host, Zayden. I'm joined by Jaime Cocksucker, Mason Carson, and let's start with the Josh Donaldson, Gerrit Cole saga. Jaime, explain it. Go ahead.
Okay. If you haven't watched, like,
I think
you
explain it because you'll fuck it up. But I don't know.
No, I won't. If you haven't seen that horrible baseball channel, Baseball Doesn't Exist. Let me explain it real quick. When was this? Like before this? Like beginning of the season, Donaldson said he would make a list. Really, beginning of the season, it was recently actually. He said he'd make a list of all pitchers using foreign substances as like rosin, spider tack, all that type of stuff. On Twitter,
rosin's good. You're allowed to use rosin.
I don't even pay attention to this stuff. Journalism 101 right here, guys. And when Cole faced Donaldson like two nights ago, basically Cole struck out Donaldson. Like he struck him out once and. Everyone was talking about it, especially that dumb page. It was like the BSBLR. Effing idiots, man. So now there's more of a debate more than ever about pine tar usage or like spire attack. Did I miss anything?
Are we at Gerrit Cole's shitty answer to the question?
Okay. But let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about that. Yeah. He pulled a me just in the interview right now. Do you use steroids? That's what happened basically. He instead of just saying like the best thing Cole could have done, lying, we all know probably know it. He was better off just saying no, I don't use it, than just like stuttering and not saying anything or.
Alright, so,
Wait, Zayden agreed with me. Hold up.
Okay, you fucking asshole. Fuck, what was I gonna say? Actually, I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah.
Actually, well, the thing is, like, so, they're, again, for, like, the they say they're gonna start cracking down on, things like foreign substances. Bauer said doing that for, well, Bauer said that on his YouTube channel, like, they do it, like, every year.
Apparently not.
Well, yeah, because then we suck at their job. We already know. Fred. Cole struggled on, was it the Blue Jays start or against the Rays? It was against the Rays. If you look at a Savant, like, his spin rate was down, like, nearly, like, 100 RPMs on each of his pitches. And just today, not today, well, 2 nights ago with the Twins, his RPM on his fastball went back up, like another 100 RPM spike, as if nothing ever happened. So, yeah, not suspicious at all. That's all to say. Zayden, you take off from here.
Should foreign substances be legal? Come on.
Well, it depends, really.
What kind of fucking answer is that? I despise you.
Fine, then. Mason, what do you got?
Foreign substances should be legal as long as they juice the balls again.
That's a compromise. That's good compensation for it, because, well, the thing is, everyone's thinking of, well, because pitchers have been dominating more than ever. I swear to God, it's about to become another year of the pitcher. And everyone's like, "Oh, it must be the pine tar or the spider attack."
I think pitching's just kind of underappreciated.
Yeah, because it is pansy fucking casuals.
Sorry, I'm not the commissioner of baseball.
All right. I see Carson's asleep, so that's nice.
What?
All right. Do I get the speaker?
All right. So yeah. I think they need to juice the balls again. All right. Yeah. Fuck that story.
Well, the thing is, okay. I think what they should do is like they should be. Oh, okay. Sorry. Let's just quick. Like they should at least be. If you're gonna legalize it, actually, I think this pitcher should be open that they're using it. Well, the only open pitcher is probably Bauer, and that's about it.
Yeah, he looked like shit in his last start.
Keep out.
Well, here we go.
Yeah,
one player, right. Except for Zayden.
I didn't say anything.
Anything else on that fucking story?
Okay. Yeah, ever since. Okay, effing a hole.
Cunt?
Fine, what's next?
I don't know.
The Tatis documentary?
Effing, what a effing joke.
We are not talking about the documentary.
It's so dumb. Okay. A player that doesn't have 500 days of effing service time is getting a documentary. Meanwhile, who else is in the documentary?
Mike Trout
should get one. Well, who's making the documentary though? Is it MLB Network?
Yeah, it's just fucking.
Well, Mike Trout already has a documentary on MLB Network. It's a thing.
Oh.
But there's so many other players, even current players that you can give it to. Ozzy deserves a doc.
Or maybe
Jacob DeGrom has one.
Not, I think.
No,
you can name like 50 other players
right now. Mentory. Over Tatis. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
I think there's a documentary.
His whiteness. There you go.
If it's
his
whiteness.
What?
His whiteness.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hendrix. You know his whiteness.
What?
I can't do this. Shit. I can't. This fucking cocksucker.
Why Rizzo?
Cancer survivor.
That's cool and all.
Asshole. You can't just. This is why. All right,
It's a slow work day. It's a slow week. It's a slow week, guys. It's a slow week.
Okay, next story. I mean, come on. You guys were like, just like, let's record. You don't have any fucking thing to talk about.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about fucking one fucking person in this fucking call. He's the only person who's not fucking talking.
Carson.
Yeah. All right. So the documentary. I don't agree with it.
No, you're right. No.
I guess.
Oh my fucking.
Yeah.
Okay. News. DeGrom
got injured. DeGrom got.
They say he'll be fine for his next start.
So why are you saying please hang?
Oh, because that was before the news came out that they say he'd be fine.
That's true.
Also,
start against the Cubs on Wednesday.
Ohtani got in. X.
No.
Are you watching that live?
Well, no. He found the ball himself.
Holy shit!
Is.
Pretty weird.
Holy fucking mother of hell. All right, next story. Next story, all right. Fuck.
Is there
any Any, Okay, Fox, start thinking. We haven't recorded in a week. There's obviously some shit to talk about.
I just said something!
What?!
Scherzer got injured!
He's gonna be fine. He said he's just day-to-day. We don't need to talk about that.
Okay, but if it was Abreu, you've been making a whole fucking song of dance about it.
Dude, you're taking my shit!
David Peralta got injured, he would have just done a TikTok.
And he would have been fine. Taking the song and dance and the handrail shit. Like,
didn't Mason say handrail before any of us?
No, he know he took that from me, and I took it from a podcast.
So it's not even. It's not even yours. So yeah,
but it's
F
not
off.
Even yours, you little fuck. So shut the hell up.
You own words.
All right, next story.
Can we do like a rundown, by like for every team? Like I think that'd just be better.
No, we're not doing that because I don't want to talk about the little fucking Baltimore Orioles.
I guess you're.
What the fuck was I gonna? Who the fuck was I gonna fucking? Oh yeah, the Yankees suck.
Yeah, I think we already know this.
Like, the Yankees just like is the machine off. Like is the machine off? They just need like to flip the switch on. It's like clearly it's off.
Clearly they suck ass. All right.
Like you know when the Mets have a better record than you, something's not right.
Anthony's not happy about it.
One third of the way through the season. All right. I'm sure you guys aren't picking the Twins to win the division anymore, right?
No, well, I forgot no them.
What?
I'm pretty sure you're not picking the Braves anymore.
I think we all have.
Are they 13 games back, Carson? Oh no, they aren't. So shut the fuck up.
Are they playing like shit? Fuck
they're
yeah.
They're 4 games back. I'll fucking pick them. Right at the and plus I didn't know Marcell Ozuna was gonna go full fucking white beater on me.
You mean Homer Simpson?
Dude.
And Aroldis Chapman.
Domingo German.
Dude, don't start this shit again.
German. Like, if you're gonna make the joke, at least pronounce his name right.
German Marquez.
You fucking dick. I don't even fucking know. We kind of did all-star fucking shit last week, but we didn't. But we did.
We did do our all-star thing, but Carson just effing burnt out as usual.
Well, to be fair, the Mets got blocked off by the D-backs. There's no excuses for that. That's just shit right there.
Okay, then.
I won't talk about it yet.
You want to talk about the whole thing, Rizzo, or like is it too political?
What?
I think we can do it without getting political. People are fucking pansy bitches, alright.
Okay, yeah, that's all we have to say about the whole Rizzo situation. We won't go in depth. Though.
I don't think we should let Jaime talk about it. Because, like, hey. I know you'll just cross the line.
Hey, I'm the man alone. Cancer patient.
Dude, yes, you would.
You fucking would, too.
You made fun of Trey Mancini. You said he had, like, cancer in his balls. Pray for him.
Oh, that's true. I did say that.
Yeah, you're even admitting it. Dick move.
Boo-hoo. F off.
All right. Okay, next story. The Astros. What's their team WRC plus again? Like 121?
They're leading the league.
That was last night.
Aren't they leading the league in nearly every offensive stat?
Yeah, and you want to know
trash cans.
You want to know what Yuli Gurriel's WRC plus is?
No, I don't know. I'm surprised he's still doing good. He's like, how old is he? Like 36?
It's like 160.
That's not what I asked.
Okay, cunt. I didn't ask if you asked.
Well, I didn't ask if you asked. If I asked.
I didn't ask if you asked. If I asked, if you asked.
God dang it! I need a brain blast to do that. Make a comeback to that. No, but seriously. That's how good he's Yuli Gurriel still is, because he's an effing old man. Better than effing, what's his name? Pujols.
Yeah, no shit.
God dang it. What?
Who the fuck did Mason... Oh, yeah. Stafford.
Hmm?
Go ahead, Mason. Make your point, you fucking...
What?
Stafford. Didn't you say something about him earlier?
Oh. Yeah, he's doing really fucking good this year.
Well, yeah, what? Is he a top catcher?
This year? Yeah. If he can... Actually, stay, if he can stay an above-average hitter, he could probably be top five by the end of the season.
Is he like one of the best defensive catchers in the league?
Yeah,
and the best framers is too, isn't it? Isn't he? Yeah. Well, a lot better than Ethan Suzuki for sure.
That brings me to another point. I was just looking. Fucking Angels are only two games under 500. So.
I mean, under the Halo said this on his Instagram. Like, Angels pick.
Jesus.
Holy shit!
Deep.
Oh my god. Trout will be back.
What?
Maybe like right after the break, hopefully. This-
That's not what I said.
I didn't ask what you said.
Okay, F off.
What about Justin Upton, huh?
I'm not sure what happened to him. So ever since they moved into the lead up, he's returned to like 2011 form.
Yeah, because David Fletcher is the worst player in baseball.
Did they give him a big extension like a season or two before?
Eric Sogard.
Actually, before the season. But it's not a bad extension. It's actually like one of those cheap team-friendly ones, I think.
All right. Fletcher's OPS is 598. Okay. And
before I laugh at that, let me look up Elvis again.
Rendon's OPS is 648. Yeah, not fucking good. All right, next story.
Can we talk about that with the Twins game with the, you know, where Chapman blew the effing lead?
Oh yeah, he's a wife beater. What do you want me to say?
Made sure beat those baseballs up too. oh my god. Okay, can we just go through a rundown of that? Like Chapman did so bad, and before he gave up the home run to Cruz, was like effing joke. He's the effing turtle. Get a hit on him. Excuse me?
Did you guys see that playoffs the Dio made where he, like, cut off the ball in a crucial situation? Like, it was a perfect throw to home, but then he cuts it off and costed them a game. Well, a run. Mason knows what I'm talking about.
Astadio is like if Mason was a baseball player.
Badass.
Alejandro Kirk is like if Jaime was a baseball player.
Let's be honest here. Who didn't see that fucking shit joke coming from Jaime?
Okay, another news. Comedy is subjective, Mason.
What the hell?
Okay, I'll stop.
We're not doing this shit.
Okay, so the D-backs, can I just like go like a little mini D-backs rant?
I mean, Jaime, we shouldn't even spend our time on teams like those. Like.
Meanwhile, says a White Sox fan.
You want to do this, huh?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Huh?
I call it, like, is that
Terry Sargent? Oh my god.
Okay, but D-backs fire their hitting coach. What's his name? His name was Chili Davis. And his excuse...
He said that he's upset with Tom Marte for not having a trust factor with him.
I'm glad they fired those effing idiots. Like,
God okay. damn it.
Okay, so Zayden was making fun of the D-backs, so they've lost, like, the last 20 games in a row. In their last 30 games, no, in the last 35 games, they have lost 30. Okay, guys, I'm gonna hang myself. I'll be back.
That was me in 2018 with the Mets.
Please fucking do it. Well, no. Well, if I hang myself, I'm gonna go to your house first, and you know, then do it to myself.
Good, I'll tell you, fucking.
Mason, they didn't probably just get one of the swines out on me.
Dude, what the hell? Mason, God. Okay, next story. Okay, what's the next story? Carson,
the walk-off. Phillies. What's his name? Williams?
Luke Williams.
Yeah, like, can you give us a rundown of that, Carson? Like,
I'm not going to go into it. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Hold up. Hold up. Turn that back.
It's an interesting story. God damn it. Let me speak. We don't want to waste time. We spent 40 minutes on a segment already. Anyways, Luke Williams. So, like, it's a cool story because, like, he was actually just pulled off. You guys know, like, how they're doing the Team USA for baseball players? Like Team... You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Team USA is effing garbage, okay. Bro.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We just don't give a fuck, right?
All right, anyways, and he got his first... It's a walk-off off Will Smith, who... There's a reason why there's two L's in his name. Like, how do you blow that game? Like, you give up a hit to a rookie. Like, you have Bryce Harper in that lineup that, like, not that getting walked off is cool or anything, but, like, out of all the players, the rookie. That's like the D-backs when they got walked off by some bench player that I bet Jaime didn't even know until, like, 5 seconds ago.
That's like when the Mets got Shreddick.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they still are 5-1 against the D-backs this season.
That's true. Okay.
Like, guys act like the Mets should win every single game. Like, you're going to lose some games occasionally.
What are you fucking talking about? Dude, they lose a game and you're just like, oh, I'm going crazy, man. Like,
Carson, try being a D-backs fan, then you'll know pain.
Try being a 2018 Mets fan.
Today we're introducing our guest, Dylan R. R stands for dumbass.
Yeah.
Also, I think he's part of the Matt Campbell fan club. He's also a White Sox fan, but he's closer than Zayden, so.
Asshole.
Okay, who wants to ask a question first? Like, Zayden, you're a White Sox fan.
What'd you say?
You should ask a question first. For the interview. Fine then. I'll go first.
No. All right. Do you think the Sox can make a trade for? Because I think they should.
Tell Marte.
Okay. They're not getting Marte, but I can see him trading for Adam Frazier.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking too.
They're not trading for Marte because Diamondbacks are want way too much.
That's true. And Mike is effing. And Mike Hayes is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you don't know how Marte's going to do without Peds.
But I'd like to see him get off the D-backs. Are you seeing Jake Arrieta? I want to see Marte memes deactivate his fucking account.
Yeah, everyone here.
Everybody that we all hate Marte
memes.
Okay. But it's funny how him and Anthony battle it out when they're both equally as unfunny.
Yeah. Right.
You think they're unfunny? You see Carson.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
At least all my right, memes make ahead. Sense. I mean.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask my question now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. The White Sox have been effing crippled by injuries, like the Cubs.
Yeah.
So how?
You mean the Mets?
That's true. How? Effect. Drastic
or like it'll be minimal.
Oh,
kind of. No, it's good players too.
More shitty. No, it's more shitty lineups that Tony's gonna make. So it obviously is gonna affect the fucking team. I mean, but I mean, honestly though, I think we're still gonna do good, because, I mean, it's all gonna come down to our pitching. Our pitching's been pretty solid, so all really have to rely on is our pitching to keep, making games close or just not allow many runs. Our offense is, we still have guys like Abreu, Yaz, Moncada. Yaz and Moncada are producing at good levels right now, but. Not having Madrigal on the lineup really sucks because he was one of our main guys that could get on base and then set up runs for other scenarios. But I mean, I think we'll be all right. But I mean, we would be even better if we still had, if there was no injuries. Obviously, no fucking shit.
Also in the terrible division too.
So. Yeah, that too.
So,
pretty much the only team that's going to give us a problem is the Indians. And, they're not even that good. They're probably, a 500 team.
Yeah, they just own us. Like, they can only beat us. It's, crazy. We can't even beat them. But then,
sounds
we beat
familiar.
Everyone. What
do you say, Amy? That sounds... Okay, next question. It's more of, a private, kind of insider kind of thing. Do you think during, off days... Tony La Russa goes into Jerry Megazord's office and gets on his knees.
No, he goes to the. He spends all of his time at the bar. Maybe he spends a small sliver of time doing that, but honestly, the majority of the time he's spending that shit at the bar.
Okay. The next question. What do you think of the new White Sox?
You want to finish? You want to finish what you're going to say?
Yeah. He probably sees fucking Peter Griffin with how fucked up he gets.
At the drunken clam?
Yeah.
I mean, Mason looks like Peter Griffin, not going to lie.
Poor shit.
You may be onto something,
dude. No, Mason, he's a positive. If you work out with Zayden, you'll be like the...
Alright, honey, what's your next question?
Okay.
The White Sox, but they're probably the best jerseys, which
isn't saying much.
Okay, they're probably, not the best. I mean, they're probably, they're definitely the best jerseys that they have, but they're not the best jerseys in the league. There's still some pretty good, jerseys around the league, like the Cardinals powder blue, even, I'm not... I hate the Cardinals, but their powder blues are pretty nice. The Phillies powder blues.
I mean,
you
just talking about the City Edition.
City Editions, yeah, like the blacks.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're really good uniforms. Definitely the best out of all the City Connects. But
better than the Cubs.
Yeah.
Honestly, though,
if the Cubs used the Chicago flag for, it made powder blue pinstripe jerseys, those would be probably better. But that's what they didn't do. They look like the fucking Mariners.
I think we have better hats.
Yeah, the hats are really nice, but I mean they don't really match the fucking jersey, the uniform, other part of the uniform.
I can't wait for the D-backs to see uniform. It's gonna be Phoenix sewer water.
The Mets uniform, I don't know what it's going to be. Oh, wait, they're not
get
doing
one this year.
Jed Lowry's body cast.
Probably.
Bartolo Colon pulling an apple out of his ass.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. Effing horrible. Okay, so we're going to go back. Do you think they'll trade for outfielder until, fill in for Jimenez and... Robert,
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. So I mean, they could, but honestly, I don't really see the because I think if Vaughn starts heating up more, and Angle continues to play good, then there's not really going to be a need to, you know, make a trade for someone who's going to be on the team longer when we're just going to have Eloy and Robert back within like a month or two after that. So, I'd be fine if we did, but honestly, I wouldn't be upset if we didn't.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. And then I got one.
All right. Would you say the White Sox injury situation is, like, pretty similar to, like, what the Mets have?
Yeah. Very similar.
The Sox are missing, like, well, yeah, the Mets are missing a lot of it.
Well, the Mets are still playing well, and the Sox are still playing well, so it's still pretty.
But Aloy was going to hit at least 30 bombs, like if he was healthy.
Yeah, so. Probably. I mean, we should have put him at DH so to begin with, because you guys seen all the fucking boneheaded fucking plays he's made over the past few years. So honestly, he should have been at DH after the 2019 season because he literally had two IL stints because of fielding mishaps.
So like, why is it?
Why would he attempt to make that play in spring training? It's spring training.
Oh, don't.
I know.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Tony should have had him at fucking DH, but, you know, he's not getting anything from fucking Ricky, who was there before him.
Tony Russo purposely injured Robert so he could give Vaughn more playing time. Because Zayden said something like that. It took two outfielders getting injured for him to get playing time.
Honestly, I wouldn't be fucking surprised.
Fucking unreal. That leads into my question. So when Aloy and Robert come back, is Mercedes just going to be a bench bat?
Probably, honestly.
Has he been struggling?
He's been struggling.
Struggling since the second 03. What was it? The 3-0.
Yeah, fucking Tony cursed him.
I think Bob Nightingale might have cursed him.
Him too, probably.
I'm surprised the punishment was a whip.
Yeah. We don't know what happens behind the scenes, all right?
Hold on. So you think Aloy's going to DH? You're going to see. Let's just say it's the playoffs. You got Aloy DHing, Vaughn in left, and then right. Probably a platoon between Eaton, who I think sucks.
Eaton's actually been playing good since he came back.
Fuck out of Eaton.
Well, he had like a few.
Or not Eaton, Angle. Angle yeah, probably. Angle.
I like
Eaton. Yeah, Angle.
Like Adam,
yeah. Yeah, Angle Eaton. Should start. Eaton's dog shit, but Angle should start. Definitely starting right. But exactly. You know, Tony's probably going to fucking platoon him because he loves dick riding Adam Angle. Or Adam Eaton.
Yeah, I think. Loves. Like Robert and Engel in the outfield, like great defensively.
He loved batting in second when we could have had Moncada batting or Grandal batting second.
Yeah, Grandal should be second 100%.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like him, like having fucking actually Anderson should even be lead off. It should be Madrigal leading off. It should have been, but I like that idea way more than Anderson because I mean. And Anderson's pretty good, like, for contact-wise, but honestly, he hasn't been hitting for much power this year.
He's kind of in, like, a mini slump right now, too. It's like every time I'm in the ground for the short. Pisses me off.
But I like the idea of having Vaughn stay in left, though, and have Eloy at DH.
Yeah.
Because Vaughn's actually, for Justin, making a... Shut the fuck up. Okay, so for making a drastic change from first base to outfield within the span of like 3 days, he's done not that bad for defensively wise.
He's actually like been average defensively.
I thought he'd be much worse, but he only has like a -3 defensive run save. So, and OAA isn't that bad either. So,
I think it's.
Better than Eloy. Better that way. Better than Eloy.
I mean, like Vaughn's gonna be like a key piece of the team for the next.
Yeah, spot. he's gonna be good going down the road, but he's just getting used to it right now.
Yeah.
Jarvis, show me his penis.
What the fuck?
Okay. Perfect. The perfect moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Can I ask my question?
Yes.
Finally, man, I thought you two were going to start smashing right now soon.
You fucking cocksucker.
Okay. Do you think Grant anomaly of the season?
Yeah, I think he'll start putting. I think he's gonna start putting more balls in play. If he puts more balls in play, that's really gonna like.
Hasn't half his hits been like home runs?
Yeah, he's like set like 12 of his 19 hits have been like extra base hits.
Meanwhile, he's drawn how many walks he's drawn since like what last week?
He has like 49 walks. I know he leads the league in walks. He's like 49 in the season. He's definitely gonna keep that walk rate up. He's always been consistent at walking, and he's gonna keep the home runs up. But I think he'll put more balls in play, which will it'll help his batting average, I think, a little bit. But honestly, though, like I saw these fucking casuals trying to bash him for his batting average and shit. Yeah, shut the hell up,
Pete. Padres champion. Yeah.
Situation with
me.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that up because Padres champion will arrest us. Because
we're gonna give him a whole segment later in the show, Jaime. So just, oh yeah.
Okay. I got one more.
Hold on. Grandal's Statcast page is ridiculously good, too.
Like, yeah, it is pretty good.
Like his xWOBA he hits the ball like harder than anyone on the team. I'm pretty sure too.
Yeah. And he has like a 140 WRC plus with like a 165 batting average. Just that's insane. That's just imagine what would it be like if like it was like 200. So it would be like 160.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's sustainable though?
No, it's not sustainable. I think he'll have like a 130 something, but that'll be enough to still classify his case as the best catcher in baseball because. I mean, JT Realmuto, I think he'll come close, but
Zunino's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, but he's been injured a lot. But I think fucking casuals are still gonna say he's better because his fucking batting average and shit shouldn't be because I mean, but it's the same. It's amazing like that. There's someone like with the three outcome as clear as Grandal's this year. Like he's been. Like he's been fucking home run, strike, walk, and then that's crazy though. But I think he'll start hitting for more contact, and you'll just get like hopefully he just strikes out less because his fucking strikeout rate's like insane right now.
Jaime, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I got a question. Okay, so if for any position that you think the White Sox are kind of weak in, any position. Who the fuck, man? Who would you? Oh my god! Who would you trade for? Who would you trade for?
I thought you already said.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I mean, do we?
Yeah.
Well, he said like. Didn't you say for outfielder though? Because like.
No, he was talking about Adam Frazier for second.
Yes.
Oh yeah, second.
For second right now.
I don't know why I've been thinking about this recently because Max Scherzer's contract's coming up. Imagine Max Scherzer on the White Sox. Like, holy shit.
Oh, that'd be good, but yeah, we don't even need him. That's that would be nice and all, but we don't even need him because
you'd have like a three-headed dragon of Giolito, Rodon,
and yeah. Well, and
Lynn and Scherzer?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rodon.
And Cease hasn't been too bad either. Cease has been pretty good, too.
Cease looks like he's going to be damn good. And I mean,
all Cease needs to do is cut down the walks, and he's going to be like elite.
I think our worst pitcher is Keuchel. I mean,
Keuchel
fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, Keuchel does suck. He's like the world's luckiest man.
But he'll have
that's a gonna good be start, that's gonna be Taiwan Walker three. Next year.
Yeah, fuck Taiwan Walker.
I want to ask another question about it's only one so far about the. I think what worries me is the bullpen. I mean, I thought it was going to be, like, the best part of the team.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, me too, because, like, I thought, like, because we had, like, a lot of guys really show up last year. Like, the bullpen is what kind of carried us. I mean, our offense was, like, insane last year, but our bullpen is what helped carry us to, getting wins and shit. Because we had, I mean, we obviously didn't have Hendricks, but we still had, you know, like, we had, like, a shit ton of guys, like putting in, like, good performances. But this year, it's really been.
Kopech is good.
Kopech is good, but he's injured right now. He should move up to the rotation next year, though, when he's.
Oh, yeah.
When he's fully ready in season, but I mean, this year for the bullpen, it's pretty much just been Liam, like a one man wrecking crew. It's pretty much just Liam right now.
And everyone else Crochet been, too.
Like, is it Liam's FIP under like one?
No, his FIP is like 2. It's like 2.2 or something like that. But his ERA, Jesus Christ.
Who are you talking about?
I think it's his Sierra is like close to.
Liam
Crochet or Liam Hendricks?
Liam Hendricks.
I think his Sierra's close to 2, I think. I'm not sure, but
I think it was under 2, like, when I saw it. It's like 170 or something.
Yeah.
Well, someone said. Go ahead.
As of right now, I think it's between him. I mean, Chapman's numbers have taken a downfall because of yesterday's outing. So I think Hendricks is like, if he continues this up, he's going to be AL reliever of the year. Or it's him or Matt Barnes.
And
it was going to be Chapman until that effing disaster.
You know, the only players I would trust are Crochet, Kopech, and Hendricks right now. That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't Crochet done by grandmas? What the fuck?
that was really
funny. God, I know the next joke. This shit's too predictable.
What?
You said Crochet, and then the next joke is just too predictable.
What, Tim Anderson's defense?
Well, we saw that coming, but the other one.
He's actually been
better. Lance Lynn's weight?
Dude.
All right, never mind.
All right.
God, it's his whiteness, Hendricks.
I got 2 more. All right.
Diamondbacks on the road?
The Diamondbacks got ran over on the road.
Yeah.
Railed like crazy.
Dude, it's fucking taking that from me.
I'm writing a song about it right now. It's called I'm Being Raped.
way, Yoan Lopez blocked me.
Alright, I got a question.
Yeah.
Game 1 of the playoffs, who starts for the White Sox if it is tomorrow? I think it's
If it's tomorrow, talking?
Like, let's just say, like, with not like, don't count
out
this last time.
Yeah.
Like, who do you trust the most for game 1?
Rodon, probably. It's got to be Rodon or Lynn. If Giolito steps up his shit towards down the stretch, then maybe him. But, or actually, I'd probably start Rodon and save Giolito. Maybe if it's like an AL. DS, I'd save him for like a game 3 if it comes down to it.
Yeah, and then like these 4, and then just.
But that's the good thing. That's the good thing about all of our starters doing good though. Like we're not really in like a stressful situation when we have like all like when everyone's been doing like pretty good, except Keiko obviously, but he's like a game 5 starter. But But it's nice having everyone doing good, so that way it's not really like a mumbo jumbo when it comes to just like determining who's going to be pitching in like the key games and shit.
Giolito's pitched better. Like,
I mean, he's been kind of unlucky, honestly.
And like the Tigers, like he's always, I saw stats, like he's always had trouble with the Tigers. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, some players just struggle against certain teams and shit.
And he's actually played pretty good against the Twins, which is a team he used to struggle with back in 2019.
Yeah,
but the Twins suck fucking cock.
And last year.
We'll see how
they do. If you take away Nelson Cruz, he might do better.
I'm talking like the Twins were lighting him up like 2 years ago, and they're the Bomba squad hitting like 300 home runs in the season with the juice balls and shit.
Imagine being a Twins fan going to a team being like, oh, what happened to the Bomba squad? They're dead.
they're cursed ever since, ironically, they've been cursed ever since Nelson Cruz hit a double on the George Floyd sign in the AL wildcard series last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Jesus. Can someone try to interrupt it with that horrible joke? No, okay, I'll go.
My next question.
Christ.
Question.
Go ahead.
Okay. This would be more of like whole thing with Donaldson and Cole.
It was actually kind of funny. Like, it was funny, like, to see how much Donaldson was trolling. Because, like, the Yankees announcer said that he'd hit him. He said he would hit him, drill him, and even without a chest protector, and fucking Donaldson goes and put on a chest protector for the game.
Someone took a picture of him during batting practice.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. That was pretty funny, but... I don't really think that the foreign substance is that. I don't think it's that bad, honestly. It could be worse. Like, people are acting like it's fucking PEDs and shit. Like, it's far from that. It's like
baseball doesn't
exist.
It's like
hitters like having pine tar. It's like hitters having pine tar on their bats. It's like
exactly.
It's an advantage for them. So it really doesn't even matter. And what's more, like, think about it. Think how uncontrolled the pitches would be if they weren't using that. They, like, people would be taking like 100 mile per hour fastballs to the fucking nose if they didn't have those.
Like,
Kevin Pillar knows something about that, and I can say it's not pretty.
Oh yeah.
Kevin Pillar is fine though. He has a chin guard now on his helmet. So.
Yeah, he's Batman.
He's
if Kyle Hendricks hit me with a pitch, it'll probably tickle me because that's how slow he.
Oh,
don't tell Mason that.
You already heard it.
If Jake Arrieta, he's here.
Yeah.
What? I don't see. Oh, now I'm just seeing him. I'm just seeing him now. Like, his name wasn't showing up.
All right. Hi. Any more questions?
Jake Arrieta, PEDs, Bartolo Colon type beat. So can't do good with the PEDs.
Can tell more Jay type beat.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ, this would be a mess already.
Also, Dylan Maples is better than any D-backs.
Yeah, we know this already.
Trevor May is better.
We're going to get to this shit. All right, any more White Sox?
I got one.
Anderson.
Anderson.
We don't want a war zone yet, all right?
Probably, if you're asking Baez or Anderson, probably Baez right now.
Okay, Abreu or Rizzo?
Hi. Rizzo.
Moncada or Moncada?
So do you...
Moncada.
That is something I wanted to ask. Who's the best player on the Sox? It's Moncada, right?
Yeah, honestly, because...
Abreu, like, it's easily Moncada.
Moncada is the best. I mean, actually, Abreu, he's improved a lot defensively.
Oh yeah,
like he's gotten much better. Finally, like, he's like a yeah. Well, Anderson can't say the same,
but I trust Moncada at the
Moncada. Yeah.
Abreu will just swing at pitches in the dirt.
Well, actually, to be honest, Moncada isn't too clutch. He's not very clutch compared to like guy. We have more clutch guys in the team, like Yaz.
Or maybe, I think Aloy was, like, the most clutch person.
Oh, yeah, Aloy was clutch, too. Like, Mason would know a thing or two about that from that 2019
asshole.
Game. fucking hits a home run.
PTSD
hits a home
is run. Acting up.
Yeah. Yeah, hits a home run in his first game back as a member of the Sox against his former club. But, yeah. Aloy was pretty clutch. And Robert was pretty clutch. He was all right. He was kind of clutch, but... Moncada isn't very clutch. I mean,
yeah. Well, I don't think Abreu is. I mean, like, just because
he'll
swing at pitchers in the dirt. That's why he scares me. He'll want to do everything.
James McCann type beat.
Well, I know. RBIs aren't like that much relevant of a stat. But he brings in a lot of runs like late in games, which actually kind of helps. So I'd say he's more clutch than Moncada. But you know, clutch obviously doesn't determine who's the better player.
Yeah,
So Moncada is still better than Abreu.
All right. Any more
questions? Barry Bonds not being clutch.
Yeah. Any more questions?
I mean,
what Mason?
So
I mean, any more questions?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Jaime, don't fucking talk. Dude, don't Jaime, fucking talk. Shut up.
So my question was,
Jaime, shut up. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Shut up.
All right, go ahead.
Fuck yourself. So, is the Crosstown series going to be a split again this year?
Well, okay, it's two three game series again, so it's obviously possible, but it, honestly, I mean, we always, for some reason, the Sox always have the Cubs number guaranteed. I mean, not guaranteed field, at Wrigley Field for some odd reason. I can Sox take it like last year, Sox taking two out of three at Wrigley, and then the Cubs coming to guaranteed rate and then taking two out of three. Honestly, I don't know what's gonna happen with the Crosstown yet. I mean, obviously, I hope the Sox win, but the Cubs are actually playing pretty good right now, so I don't know if that's gonna carry on. I mean, it very well could, but we're gonna have to see what happens. Then it's honestly like I wouldn't.
The boy will be back. I don't know. Too.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if he'll be back because he's probably.
Well, when's the first series, Mason? Is it August?
Hornish should be back.
It's too. August. It's like August 8th. I think Robert might be back, but I'm not sure about Aloy. Like Aloy is probably going to be out till September because when he comes back, you gotta think about like the AAA rehab assignments and shit. That's gonna take probably a couple weeks because he hasn't played. He hasn't played, like, you know, it's been such a long time since he played, so it's going to probably, he's probably going to be there for a couple weeks getting some at-bats and getting used to facing pitching. Yeah, I think Robert will come back first.
Let's see, when did he got shut down, like, May 1st?
His timeline was way, because Aloy got injured in late March, and his is 5 to 6 months, but Eloy's been actually progressing. It looks like he's been progressing quickly. Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Like, he's been doing baseball.
That's really all he needs to do in that and base running because he's probably going to move to DH. Actually, I don't even know. Tony's drunk ass will probably fucking still playing in left field and fucking ruin his whole career. But I have a strange feeling. I have a strange feeling that shit's going to happen. You don't know what that old ass hack, you know? Old part.
No, guys, let's stop bullying Tony La Russa. It's the month of Tony La Russa, okay? Because it's June. No? Okay, let me just
explain. Oh, God. What? Oh. Fuck.
All right. Do I have to explain it? Do I have to explain it?
No. Go ahead. It should be obvious, guys.
Yeah, it's La Russa month.
I can't go too deep at making fun of Tony La Russa because we all know Mickey Callaway. He's pretty, like, I can't make fun of other teams' managers.
He's not your manager right now. We have to deal with La Russa right this second. So.
At least it's not David Ross. He's joking. It's more about the Twins. Who do you see? Like, do you see them trading Buxton and Cruz?
Oh, hell, they're definitely not trading Buxton. If anything, if they're going to tank, they're building around Buxton because he's the youngest and brightest, like, star on their team. They're probably can't stay healthy. They're probably gonna trade Cruz. Buxton can't stay healthy to save his life. Yeah, Buxton gets injured at least.
Me and Carson said in a scrap video that he probably get traded to the Rays, because they need a DH.
That's something like that. That's something I've been seeing. Like I thought, like if he were to leave the Twins last offseason, that's where he would go. I'm like a cheap dealer, something like that, because he's old.
That or the Blue Jays, since the Blue Jays don't care about pitching, they just want offense.
Yeah, that's all they want, this fucking offense. I could see him. I can very well see him being on the Rays if the Twins were to trade him, because it's just too perfect of a fit, you know. Because that move would probably put the Rays over the top, because you know, I mean, do they have Meadows or DH right now? I'm pretty sure they do, right?
I think he's playing left field for them.
Well, because Meadows has been raking the season, so I when I was doing the All-Star game voting, I saw him listed as DH, so I wasn't sure. That's what I assumed he was DH, but
they should DH him though.
Yeah, he's not that good at fielding. He's not that good. I mean, he's decent, but
like the White Sox players in general.
Well, but his bat gets him into the lineup. That's why, like, they can't bench him.
Exactly. Yeah, because he's too good. Yeah, his bat is too good to have him lineup. But they should definitely get Cruz, and because that offense would actually be pretty good. And if Brandon Lowe starts like getting back on track, then they're gonna be like really good.
Or they could just, like, find another hidden gem at the deadline.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to the Pirates again for, like, what's his name? Like, Mitch Keller?
Oh. Well, you know, any pitch of the Rays you're going to get, they're going to fucking turn into a Cy Young caliber player, obviously.
They should have traded for Steven Matz.
Yeah, they could have really done something. I mean,
should have traded back for Scott Kazmir. Okay, I think
nice. They love. Yeah.
If the Twins do blow up, I want the Cubs to go out and get Blue Jays.
They'll probably trade. I could see the Blue Jays getting Barrios. Like, if the Twins are traded to Barrios, I can see them actually. Well, if the Blue Jays are even down to get pitching, if not them, probably the Red Sox. Possibly. Barrios is probably the guy they're going to trade the most, like the most likeliness. But with the Barrios, like, you know, he's been so overhyped going into every season, like the past, like, 4 years. Everyone, like, it's always been like, oh, Barrios is going to finally be a Cy Young caliber pitcher.
Is it Barrios or Barrios? Like, what?
Barrios. Well, it's I say Barrios, but you can say how you want. Well, everyone's always been saying he's going to be like a Cy Young caliber pitcher. Like, it's always like, he's always a breakout candidate, but he never does shit.
I mean, he's good, but he's overhyped.
He's overhyped. He's not a Cy Young caliber pitcher like people anticipate him to be.
That's like what Statner did with Justin Smoke. They overhyped him.
Oh my god!
You remember that? Oh, those were funny times.
Yeah, MLB nerd did the same thing with Jason Castro.
Well, Castro's actually a solid catcher, but they MLB were acting like he was going to win MVP.
MLB Nerd tries to portray himself as. Wait, let me say this real quick. MLB Nerd tries to portray himself as, like, non biased. Meanwhile, he always posting about.
Ramen.
Yeah.
He has a weird obsession with the White Sox. Like, I get that you swept them and all that shit, and, like, some of their fans are annoying, but, like, they're not even in the same division as you.
Exactly. It seems like he cares more about the fucking Sox than any team in his fucking division. It's kind of like how Anthony used to be with the Mets. Remember, he used to make all his fucking memes about the Mets, even though they're not even the fucking same division as him. It was like what? Like, this is free rent. Like,
no, it switched from the Mets to the Rays, but now he just roasts the Red Sox.
Kevin Cash slander.
He's the best. He's better than Aaron Boone.
Kevin Cash, retarded clown. That Anthony's memes are fucking. God, I get PTSD.
Don't say that, Anthony. Will block you.
Oh yeah, well he already did that. He unblocked me, but he had me blocked for a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm done. I'm done with these questions.
Block you.
All right, good, because we.
Hasn't it been already?
Yeah, it's been like
40. Yeah, a little
before. We still have to record the actual thing. Then we still have to give like a 20-minute rant on Padres champion, that effing loser.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Thanks for coming on.
No, yeah, I'm going to do the outro. Go. Oh, do you want to like plug in your social media? That's what we do usually for our guests.
Don't follow Dylan Spabs 911 on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, don't follow. For your own good, please don't follow that page, or else you're probably going to get fucking PTSD or some shit. So, because I don't even know the fuck you're posting that account. So, yeah, whatever you do, don't follow that account on Instagram. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say.
That was a unique plug-in. Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us. No, hi.
Bro. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, the White Sox. Okay, but seriously, thank you for joining. This is Jake Area of PEDs. I'm out of here. With Alonzo. Okay, it says right here on ESPN.
Hold on.
Mets Alonso claims MLB manipulating baseballs to harm free agents. That's the headline.
Wait, I thought it was like for different free agent markets. Because like after 2019, you know how you had like Strasburg and Cole? Like just tons of pitchers? Is like that what he was referring to? Or is he like just referring to in general?
That's the thing. I don't even know what he means about it, but right here what it says is New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso accuses Major League Baseball of manipulating the baseballs to harm the earning of potential star free agents and players eligible for arbitration. Okay, yeah. Obviously Pete Alonso got his 10 hat. No offense, Carson. But he has an effing tin hat on. It's just that they deadened the ball too much.
Better than Christian Walker and Paven and Penis Smith.
You said his name wrong.
What?
You said Paven Smith's name wrong.
Dude, not too much.
I'll type in the group chat. There you go. Well, hey, I'll give you. Whoa.
What?
Y'all.
Okay.
Let's see. Which stadiums are returning to 100%? I heard.
All right,
Bucks.
What? We're gonna say Zayden.
25th home stand.
25th. Wait.
Cubs.
What happened with Chicago though? Haven't 100% capacity came back recently?
Yes, and it was. I mean,
I just told you, like.
Well, yeah, but I didn't listen to you.
Yeah, because you're a dumb cunt. All right, next topic.
God damn.
Well, no, because it sounds like you have an effing Mountain Dew can down your throat. Such a dick. What?
I mean, shut the fuck up. Go ahead, Jason. What the hell were you going to say?
I got some.
What?
God forbid Jaime just doesn't make the podcast all about him.
What did I say?
Fucking dyslexic fuck. Alright.
Okay. Fine, Mason, you want to talk about
the GOAT
play of the week?
Yeah, I sent a message
on my sad Diamondbacks fan page so the Cubs win. It was a very interesting message. Yeah, I'll send it to the group chat.
What did you send?
I'll put in the group chat.
Dick shit all the time.
Okay, next news, Aiden.
Okay, Zach Wheeler. Okay, I guess so.
Times.
What the fuck?
Dude, God damn it.
What's wrong?
Such an asshole.
What I do?
Fuck. Zach Wheeler. Yeah.
Wheeler's been lights out. That's all we have to say.
He's been a top five pitcher this year.
Yeah.
He's a top five pitcher for a top five.
Nice try.
Like for a bottom five. For a bottom five team.
Yeah, for a bottom five team in the NL East.
Carson, you can talk shit. I mean, they're only three games back. Calm down.
Every time Zach Wheeler pitches against the Mets, he gets all nervous and he just fucking implodes.
Yeah, he's gonna shove his dick down their throats next time.
We'll see.
So like Matt Harvey, we got boo boo.
All right, what the fuck else we gotta talk about?
Jesus. Who's all the effing disaster between the Twins and Orioles? The blowout.
Oh, last week?
Yeah, like, should we talk about that? It was pretty funny, actually.
Go ahead, fucking hide me, fuck ass.
Okay, Carson, you talk about it.
Alright, So I was watching MLB Network at my grandparents' house, and then I saw the game come on, and just like I think they had the lead, if I'm correct, because Kyle Garlick hit a home run, 1-0. But then that pitching staff is just, man, that's like something else right there. And then their bullpen came in and just rubbed their balls all over the field.
Sounds like me at the gym.
God damn it.
Not the gym, at the men's locker room.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, I'll stop.
Jesus Christ.
Who brought something to the group chat? Chris Davis got DFA'd. What a effing joke.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, like who said, like, Mason said at the time that this has to be, like the dumbest trade of the offseason. I mean, I take credit.
It's worked out for, like, neither team.
Because Andrews, again, I'm going to say this again for, like, the 50th time. Why couldn't the Athletic just sign Simmons when he signed for a 10? He's a cheaper contract and is a better shortstop, so whatever.
Even like fucking Freddie Galvis, he's like cheaper than shit. Like anyone over Andrews, like my grandma over Andrews.
Yeah, Galvis is actually doing decent this year.
Yeah, he's probably gonna get shipped off to like the
Athletics.
The Red Sox. Yeah, to the Athletics.
Okay then. Actually, Zane, this would be a good thing to talk about. The umpires, you know, the disaster in New York. Okay, don't talk, Zane.
Yeah, that pitch to a door.
What? Like that was so bad.
Yeah. Like Vasquez didn't even like frame that. He just like caught it, and the umpire was like, "Strike, you're out."
I think it was a good call.
Oh no, he's trying to start a controversy to get more views.
It was a good call. All right, next topic.
Okay, elaborate. Okay, fine then. If he wants an effing controversy, then he at least elaborate it.
It was a good call.
Explain how it was a good call.
Jaime, what do you want me to say? It was a good call.
It was like 3 inches off the base. Like what? Or off the plate.
Yeah, it was a good call. All right, next topic. Fucking Padres champion.
Well, no, because I didn't make fun of I haven't made fun of Grandal. I've actually complimented.
All right. We're gonna end the episode talking about that little fat.
Oh, congrats, Jaime! You ended our episode.
Who saw the Cabrian Hayes play where he effing missed first base?
Oh, yeah.
Him and Will Craig are best moment. Friends.
We need to bring out Buckstuck out, man.
Yeah, since he started to suck off base, now he fucking doesn't even know how to touch first base. Fuck off.
Bro, okay. Pirates versus the first base has to be the greatest rivalry since Yankees and Red Sox.
God damn it.
Watch, like, the next play will be. He's gonna be walking towards first base trying to get the out. Frazier's gonna throw it to him.
Slip.
He bashed his teeth in the plate and had to get dentures. So, hashtag rip Mitch Keller.
Jesus Christ. Necessary.
All right, Jaime, when are you going to that shitty fucking field in Arizona?
Probably, I don't know. I don't even want to watch this.
Go to the boot.
Actually, I'll just go to the boot, Caleb Smith, to be honest.
Then get he's kicked. Probably going to go. He's probably going to go during the Cubs series.
Yeah, I probably will. I'll be like, oh my God, my favorite player, Patrick Wisdom.
The Cubs get a free one on Monday since it's David Peterson pitching.
Maybe.
Okay, you guys are going to start a series next week?
Yeah, 4 games. That's double the shit show.
Oh, Mason.
butt ass swipe.
You want to go over that effing end zone?
What did Rizzo do wrong?
Well, no, Rizzo didn't do anything wrong, but he just took a dump all over the Cardinals.
Yeah.
he really hit a home off a guy named Ponce de Leon. Like imagine that being your last name and being bullied at school for it. Ponce de Leon.
Not as bad as Genesis Cabrera.
Don't even bring that up. But like Mason, do the in-depth analysis of that great Molina play.
Well, Molina is it, and
we know costed,
he cost the Cardinals 2 runs today.
I thought he was a Gold Glove defender. What?
His defense both, is like average at best.
Both in the 5th inning. Cubs were down 5-1 at that point, and Cubs scored 3 runs at inning, made it 5-4, and he messed up for 2 of those fucking runs. So, thanks, you old bastard.
That reminds me of the Mets series, like the 2nd game where they made all those errors.
Dude. God.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
What else is there to talk about? Like, Zayden, like, you got anything else to talk about? Not any White Sox news?
No, I just got one more topic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
That effing loser.
Oh.
I made fun of Cubs Legion.
Fanboy friend slides but... up into my fucking DMs fucking messaging me. I didn't tell you about
wait,
that.
Wait. You're joking. This is parody. This is satire. You're joking.
I'll send it to the chat.
No, okay, let me check. Hey, guys, rewind that.
You don't play that shit, swear to God.
I'll say this real quick about... Let me explain this whole thing real quick between me and Zayden versus Padres champion. So what happened was Zayden... Well, the thing was... Well, it started between... Well, Mason sent me a post... No, was it you, Mason?
Yeah.
But this guy was blaming. You said this guy was blaming
the Chicago wind. Paddock was sucking balls.
Yeah.
Paddock even looked like shit in San Diego against the Mets. Like he doesn't. It's not the wind. It just like sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Deleted all the comments too. I can't find them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the thing was, this month Paddock like
here's the caption. It said, Padres dropped the 2nd in a row today against the Cubs. Cubs won with a long ball, but don't let that concern you. Most of the homers they hit were wind-aided.
Weren't they bombs, though? Like, they weren't basket shots, either. I'm pretty sure they weren't basket shots that game.
Yeah, both. They all made it over.
This guy's, like, 7 years old, so just remember that.
So we gotta be lenient. It's the month of Padres champion.
And I don't even think it was that windy that day, either.
Yeah. Guys, it's called the Windy City, so it must be windy.
There's this one game, this one game against the Reds. The last time we played the Reds at Wrigley a couple weeks ago, the wind was blowing in, I believe, like 70 feet from left field. So I don't want to fucking hear it.
How much like does the wind really even affect the base, like the ball path that much?
If it's blowing in that hard, but it fucking was not for that game against the Padres.
Like, I remember in the Mets series, like, most of the balls that would have been home runs, like, if it was, like,
okay,
like
the Mets. And
it was, like, just in general, if it's windy, most, like, during the day, it would have sunny, like, 90 degrees, this would have gone out.
But if it was windy at Chase, the wind. If it was windy at Chase Field, the whole stadium would have collapsed. Okay, let me just keep explaining like this whole legacy. So I said that Paddock sucks because his FIP was that month,
which is not good at all.
And Zayden's right. This kid's like 7 years old because this kid uses. I guarantee you. He uses pitching wins and ERA.
Pitcher is. I swear to Christ.
like he's P is an advanced stat. Like it really isn't.
I mean, he's brain dead, so it's advanced for him.
Yeah, it's true. So then I think MLB stat page, whatever his name was, caught wind of this. Me and, yeah, it was talking about it. We've just been making fun of him. I could pull up the DMs right now. It's just so dumb. Honestly, people like him are like, they ruin the game because of these effing casuals. The reminder people, these are who the MLB panders to, man. I'm not wrong. Let's just bring up Mason point that out. It was pretty funny actually. Okay, let's pull the DMs.
This guy, well, you see, this guy and I, we had a civil chat.
Nice, yeah, right. Chat.
We had a night. We actually did when you first sent me some bullshit. It was like, well, we just had a nice civil argument, and then he posted that shit about like the laughing thing, where it's just like when Jaime Nassant tells me that Grandal's a good not when he tells me he's a good hitter, and then he has like the laughing fucking video, and then it just turned into a fucking war zone.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy, he's the equivalent to Daniel. Now Daniel's an inside joke in his group, so I'm not gonna go into that. He takes my description of they're way too seriously. I hate Tatis, but it's not an actual profession. This guy is so dumb. He thinks on base percentage is an advanced stat. Like, no.
What?
I think on base is a bit too advanced for me. Okay. Another thing is the funny part was that you can attribute much of the Padres' success, well, except for AJ Preller just throwing money everywhere. They look at advanced stats too. And
if this guy was running a
baseball organization, that thing would be dead in like a year. Like they would sell the team off to like Montreal and call themselves the Montreal Foreskins.
Like, would you say the Padres found them? Would you say like the Padres found Cronenworth because of analytics?
Yes, like he wasn't a top prospect. Like he was just a throw-in.
The thing is, where did they even get him from?
Shit. Cronenworth. I don't know where they got Cronenworth from.
What the fuck? The Rays in the Tommy Pham trade. He was a throw-in.
Oh, did it? Oh. Blake Snell. Okay. Let me just talk about this too. LB nerds. I hate and I like LB nerds at the same time, because I hate LB nerds when his bias just becomes like overwhelms them. It's annoying. But LB nerds made a good post saying like how batting average is an effing horrible stat.
Season.
So I said this to this kid. He calls me an effing idiot. Grindel. On his story. Yeah, I know. He goes on a story, then posts about Zayden catches wind of this, then Zayden just like rips him a new a-hole. But of course
this kid's
a clown. This kid's
a
clown,
right. Please. Right. I was hanging down for a second. All right, what the hell did you say, Jaime?
Well, about how effing that idiot
I had something to say. So he said he was fine with WRC Plus, but all the others sucked. And then I brought it up.
WRC Plus is an advanced stat, you idiots!
I brought it up how he didn't like it. And then he's just like, well, now I don't like it because those made up stats always shit on San Diego players.
No.
That's exactly what he said.
Advanced stats in any sport are non-discriminant.
Like, what does he mean? I don't get that.
I mean, he's brain dead, so he doesn't even know what he means. So
yeah, like these stats are non-discriminant. I think what he told you
was
So you asked him why he hates it. Why he hates advanced stats. And he said that it's because it makes good players look bad and, like, it makes bad players look good. But if it makes bad players look good, then the bad player is good. But if it makes good players look bad, then the good player is...
What the fuck are you doing?
He's effing dumb. We know this. It's no sense.
Yeah, this kid's dumber than fucking... I mean, he's just... We offered to bring him on the podcast, but...
Well, he said that he don't want because we're going to bombard him, which we probably were, actually.
I think we could just do it fucking one-on-one, honestly.
I could have done that with him, but this kid knows he'll get effing destroyed online. the video would get taken down because it would be, like, audio.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
It would be like someone breaking into an elementary school. Like a video of that.
It'd be like Mason versus a Carlos fan. Like, it's not even fair at that point. Because effing Carlos fans are effing brain dead.
Like this kid.
Yeah, did you see him St. Louis Cardinals Center? The post he made, like, he's so salty that he has to make fun of a Cubs player.
Yeah.
To ignore the fact that they blew.
He didn't put out a post game tonight either.
Well, I'm getting Phillies every day. Okay, before, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Situation thing. I'm gonna put a reminder out. He is pandering to idiots like him. That's just the reminder part about it. Because they're pandering to idiots who know about the sport. So, it's all the same. F. Guy, I hope he hangs himself. yeah, if he actually... I might get arrested by the FBI. Well, Mason did... I did show Mason my FBI picture. Right? It was a $10 million ransom for me.
Dude. Son of a bitch.
No, the weird part is I was under terrorism. Okay, then that's all to say. If y'all want to make fun of casuals, then, like, go ahead. But I'm done with this.
So,
But also, Rob Manfred, can we ban
Star Game? Because it's a popularity contest.
So, yeah, F off.
Yeah, but the
Riders, I remember in 2019, the Cubs' whole outfield was like dog shit beside Schwarber, and they all almost made it.
Yeah, Madden decided to start Almora every day. What do you expect?
Almora is a minor league. He's on his rehab assignment right now. Well, he's a minor league player at best, so they're probably going to keep him there.
Okay, can we go back to making fun of casuals?
Yeah, Padre champion. Yeah, jump off a cliff. All right.
God damn.
I think that's it. Like,
now that fucking FBI's gonna hunt me down. Thank Timmy. You're the only reason I got in an argument with this cocksucker. This is your fucking fault.
Me, especially Mason.
When we first met, I used to use bad average. The thing is,
I didn't call Mason an idiot. But, like, I'm not posting stories about him on my thing, calling him an idiot. This kid is. That's the thing. This is friend. The only
story about Mason is I call him fat and he just
doesn't want to take it down.
Dude.
Oh, damn it. Here we go again.
You can tell this kid that Tatis is being horrible at defense or that the Rays won the trade and then he'll call the cops on you. In his...
Out of here.
Alright.
If I saw this kid in person, which is...
Turn his fucking face in a catcher's mitt.
I would sweep his legs and just, like, start curving him.
God damn it.
I think we'll have to censor some of this stuff out because if anything...
Well, Carson.
What the hell have I said?
Well, you're a witness. Well,
you're guilty by association.
I'm going to jail, not me.
You're...
Frick.
Okay, that's enough for me. casuals. Still a casual. F these casuals, bro. No, we all know this. Like these kids, these cars.
Don't ruin the sport.
Don't say hang yourself. God.
Some kid called me a casual because I said Alex Bregman was the best third baseman in baseball. It was a Yankees fan too. You know I'm Dominic Marshall, the internet troll.
Oh my
the
god,
internet
that
troll dude. Yeah, that kid looks like a virgin.
Must have been Alec.
Him and Alec would be good friends. Oh, wait, it's a Yankees and a Red Sox fan. That wouldn't go too well.
Okay, then, I don't know. I'm going to say it again. They just ruined the standard season.
And that,
to watching it or the sport.
Alright, so Jaime's a casual.
Well, I'm sort of, but not that bad.
You mean sort of? Okay, I guess you are a casual then.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Grandal's acting horrible, because he had batting average.
Alright, you fucker.
What? Find that. The Braves effing blew it against the Marlins. Carson, give us the Carson analysis.
All right, I don't know what happened. Like, I doubt they'll continue.
Struggles.
Like,
Morin got kicked in the curb.
Yeah, if I were the Braves, I would like call like any team that has pitchers available and say like, just fucking give me your pitchers. We need pitching badly. Like, they're not gonna win the East with pitching with that pitching stuff. Like, if they want to compete with like, I don't know, the Phillies and like, would you guys say the Mets and Phillies as of right now? Like the way things are going. They need pitching badly. And, like, another outfielder. Because they have Acuna, and that's it.
Hey, but still got
to get a third baseman and move Riley to the outfield.
No, I would keep Riley at third base. And playing the outfield is, like,
I could bring in a Braves fan next week, actually.
Yeah,
but fuck the Braves bullpen.
AKA no, not him.
The Braves center. Oh, yeah. I like him. He's cool.
Well, yeah, hey, I like him too. Also, let's go into perspective.
Same moment.
Via, just wait till we have the full lineup.
That's actually what Phillies every day did. Like, they lost to the Mets, and then he slanders Lindor the next day, which, yeah, he's shit, but, like, just don't ignore the fact that you lost. Like, stop trying to make up stuff.
Exposed for saying the N-word and rebranded his account.
Sounds like me saying the N-word.
Yes.
Joking. For legal reasons, guys, that's a joke.
Except you wouldn't rebrand, you just not give a fuck.
You guys might not agree with this, but, like, I'm not trying to...
We're done.
Okay, Zayden.
Okay, Zayden.
Okay, we're done. That's it.
Hey, Zayden. You know Samir Williams is?
Thank you.
No! I mean, answer the question. You know Samir Williams for the White Sox.
We've gone 53 minutes with this, and we had a 40-minute interview.
Give me the question, though. You know who Samir Williams is, the White Sox prospect?
No, I've never heard of that, man.
Yeah, Samir, these balls in your mouth.
Zayden's gonna go cry.
God damn.
Who? It would be so much better if you said who. Zayden, you know,
God damn.
Zayden, you know Paul Ligma is?
God damn.
Okay, I'm done for the night.
Zayden's more sad than Liam Hendricks after he blew a lead.
What? Huh?
Okay, I'll stop.
No, what'd
I'm
you
sorry.
Say it.
I said you're more sad than Liam Hendricks after he blew that lead.
Yeah, you thought he was going to be Edwin Diaz 2019. Go look at his stats, bitch. Jaime and Padres champion are going to fucking jerk
I know. Tonight, he's so. Doing good. I have him on my fantasy team.
Mason.
What?
Is your name Mason?
No, I want you to hurry up so we can fucking quit.
I got a plan real quick. How about Mason just goes on Cubs win and asks him to be on a podcast? Like for an interview, then we all just bully him.
And then we blitz him out of left field.
Fucking asswipe.
Just say, fucking, you remember me, you fucking
is it a bad idea, Mason? Yes or no?
Yeah, Mason's too much of a pussy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's true. Say, fucker? That's true. Just
kidding, cunt.
Fat ass.
No, he
okay, I'm out of here, guys.
He cares too much about his brand. Cares too much about his brand. Fucking Cubs win.
Correct.
All right, thank you for listening to the Baseball Podcast. I'm a cunt. Thank you for listening.
So it sucks.